Unit 3. Lead a Double Life. Part C. Superheroes. Page 74.
Hi, Sandra. What are you doing after school today? I thought maybe we could go to the mall.
I'd really like to, Karen, but I have to do my report for English class.
That's too bad. I finished mine yesterday. At least this report about a comic book character was an interesting assignment.
Who did you write about?
Superman, of course. I've been a fan ever since I was a little girl.
What did you find out?
Really cool stuff. I found out that a guy named Jerry Siegel first had the idea for the Superman story, get this, in 1933. I mean, can you believe it? Superman has been around for over 75 years. But he wasn't always a good guy. Did you know that, Sandra?
Superman? Not good? That's hard to believe.
But it's true. Jerry Siegel's first Superman story was called Reign of the Superman, and it was about a bad guy. Superman was a villain.
So how did he become a good guy then?
Well, Jerry realized that Superman as a hero would make a better comic book character than Superman as a villain. He took the idea from Tarzan and other comic book characters, but he decided to give his hero more superpowers. So Siegel and a friend, Joe Shuster, worked together to write and draw their new comic book. And they were still in high school at the time.
Really? So how did the idea of living a double life come about? You know, the whole story about Clark Kent.
One of the articles I read on the internet was written by Jerry Siegel himself. He said that Clark Kent was based on his own life.
What do you mean, Karen?
Well, when Jerry Siegel was a high school student, he thought that someday he might become a reporter. He was shy, too shy to talk to girls. He wanted to be popular, but he wasn't. He wanted girls to notice him, but they didn't. So he thought to himself, what if I was really special? What if I had a special superpower, like...
Like jumping over buildings or picking up cars or something like that?
Right. So one night, while Jerry was thinking about the character of Superman, the idea came to him that Superman could have a double identity. In Superman's other identity, he would be a quiet, shy reporter and wear glasses just like Jerry.
So did Jerry become a millionaire after he wrote the comic strip?
Well, it didn't happen so fast. Believe it or not, Jerry and Joe were turned down by almost every comic book publisher in the United States. It took almost 6 years. In 1938, they finally sold the story to Action Comics magazine. Then Superman became the most famous character in popular fiction.